Students in Kim Hamilton's fourth grade reading class at Crystal River Elementary School wrote and recorded This I Believe essays to share with the community. Enjoy!
I believe in friendship. I believe in friendship. Sometimes you fight with your friends, cry with your friends, play with your friends, support your friends, laugh with your friends, and have fun with your friends. These are all things friends do for you. Friends help you in so many ways. I am grateful for the friends I have, especially my friend Avery, who helped me realize the importance of a good friend. About a month ago, when my friend Avery and her brother Wyatt and their parents came to visit for Easter weekend, I was excited for Avery to come because we hadn't seen each other in about a year. We were only a month apart and had been step-god sisters since birth. But also, I was nervous because I was worried that in a year we had changed so much that we would be so different that we wouldn't have fun hanging out together. When is Mom going to be here? I asked my brother Nick as I sat down on the curb outside the middle school. Soon, he replied, still looking down on his phone. Maybe Avery and Wyatt will be in the car. I got excited when he said that, but I knew that I shouldn't get my hopes up because they wouldn't want to come pick us up from school. After a couple minutes of sitting there, my mom slowly pulled up to the school. I opened the back door. I was surprised to see Avery and Wyatt in the back seat with me. I said, "Hey guys," as I said as I hopped into the seat. I slammed the door shut and my mom started pulling away. I got to admit, I was really nervous. I was worried that Avery and I would have changed so much in a couple years that she wouldn't want to hang out with me. "How's school?" I asked as I pulled on my seatbelt. "It's school, typically boring," Avery responded as she shifted towards me. "Honestly, you are very correct," I replied. We both laughed. We chatted until my mom pulled into our driveway. I grabbed my backpack and we got out of the car and ran into my bedroom. I was still nervous, but I hoped things would get better. We pulled out the trundle bed and got some clean sheets out of my closet. We got a few blankets and stuffies out of the drawer and decorated the bed as nice as we could. "Perfect," Avery said as she plopped down on the bed. I sat down beside her and asked, "Want to make some lemonade?" "Sure," she answered with excitement as she hopped up from the bed. We sat on the porch all afternoon, sipping lemonade and eating goldfish. At that point, I wasn't nervous anymore. I knew that we were still great friends, and I knew that we would always be. I was excited for the weekend more than ever. I believe we need more good friends like Avery. Having a friend is more than just having a person to hang out with. Having a friend is something to be grateful for. I've learned that being a good friend is so important. Avery taught me that a good friend is always there, even despite time and distance. I want others to understand my belief because having a friend can make the world a better place. I'm so grateful that I get to have these kinds of special relationships. The love from the good friends I have is so special. This I believe.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Katie and Kay.